Treasury Star Parade.
This is Henry Hull, ladies and gentlemen, with another of the new electrical transcriptions brought to you by the Treasury Department. Today's program is dedicated to the working man and working woman of America. Our soloist, one of the brilliant young baritones of America, Blair McCloskey, in H.R. Hayes' inspired song poem, Titan, the Work Giant. With music conducted by Al Goodman and composed by Bob Wright and Chet Forrest. Produced and directed by William A. Baker.
And the music of hammers rocked the mountains. Out of the green and virgin marble, a figure emerges. The forests are chipped away from the head and shoulders. The soil scooped out. The back and arms come free. Hewn from the steely rock, the massive thighs and legs. This is Titan, the work giant. Image. This our symbol, Titan, the work giant. Paul Bunyan with his arms full of trees, and his eyes as free as the wind, and his heart as loud as a steam engine, and his voice as shaggy as fog, and his great as ever. wept at his song, at his black and sorrowful brow. His back heavy with the past, his smile full of birds, and his laughter full of smoky, his stature increases. His limbs stretch out, his head is heavier. His dreams are deeper. Often his bread is bitter. Often his Eden fades. Yet with fiery lungs, with a glowing heart of coal, with roaring electrical sinews, pounding, stopping, bleeding, bellowing. He combs the clouds with fairest fingers. He tears the earth with terrible heat. He rules the rivers with stony fists and peoples the sky with swarms of silver-winged bees, heaping the land with worth, rearing monuments of peace. But evil is born in the east, while tyranny wakes in the west. There are stains on the rising sun, and blood on the Black Hook Cross. A menace hangs over America. There are clouds full of poison and smiles full of hatred.
And marching men with a single face, marching men with armored minds, marching men with hearts of metal, marching men with souls of lead.
The ocean is sown with explosive fish, and death crawls out of the sea. The islands rock. The islands are ravaged. The waves wash out, lashing the shores of America, splashing blood on the beaches, shaking the peace of the work giant. The work giant rises. His shadow stands up beside him. His shadow is real. Now there are two. Flesh of one flesh, blood of one blood, sweat of one sweat, brothers, twins.
I am Titan. I am the work giant.
One of them, clenching his fist, strides out into the sea. From his shoulders he hurls his war eagles. They scream up into the clouds. And with his hands he launches huge floating battalions, great sea monsters, steaming across the horizon. Turns to the land behind him. He looks and cried at the city. the shock of defiance. He went for his labor, fighting driving a mule is defense against injustice. The sower on the hill is building barricades. The squadron in the foundry beat out impregnable armor. Shovels and picks are mustering. Saws and hammers enlist against tyranny. Riveters execute traitors. Scythes cut the lifelines of treachery. Tractors roll into action. The mines march forward under the earth. Sirens scream defiance. Steam crouches ready to spring. Stirring, moving, like a tidal wave as it rises. Like a great wind mending the pines. Like a torrent in spring. Like an avalanche.
The people!
Keep us safe and firm and secure against our enemies. One part of America has gone out to do battle with the enemy. The other part is here at home, in factories, steel mills, mines, munitions works, in 1,000 wartime jobs, providing the sinews and the metals of war. Labor has always done its share and will always do its share and will do it today. But we at home must also remember that while we must work, we must also have money to win the war. And buying United States war savings bonds and stamps in one way, you can make sure that we will win it. Buy them regularly. Get the habit. Join the Treasury payroll savings plan wherever you work. War savings bonds and stamps are your way of investing in America. It's your country. Keep it yours.
The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who donated their talents to this electrically transcribed performance. Mr. Henry Howell, Mr. Blair McCloskey, with a special bow to H.R. Hayes and Bob Wright and Chet Forrest for their inspired lyrics and score. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman, writing by Malcolm Meacham and Violet Atkins, produced by William A. Bacher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.